All right, next up we've got Berkeley Social Scene with Just a Theory. And this one is a tale as old as time. Boy meets girl, boy rejects easily verifiable reality, and then boy loses girl. And I'm trying to figure out why I didn't particularly like this song. I mean, it starts out pretty well. Like, there's a moody guitar line at the start, and the verse kind of delivers this angsty, melancholy feeling that I like in music. And so I'm set up pretty well at the start of the song. And then the pre-chorus and the chorus vocals come in, and I think the idea is that they're intended to uplift the song, to like build excitement and energy, but it really doesn't have that effect for me. It has the opposite effect. In the chorus, and to a lesser extent the pre-chorus, I think there's a contrast between the passion of the way that the vocals are sung and the banality of the words. And I think the problem is that the song is trying to serve two masters. Like, Just a Theory is not a chorus hook that I would willingly subject myself to, and it's because that also happened to be the song fight title of that week. And there is some lip service given to Mist's communication from the Spin Tunes prompt, but it's a little vague and it's a little tacked on. You know, and I don't really like predictable end rhymes. You know, it rhymes at the end of a line, and I feel like these are kind of making things worse. Like, there's just this forced phonetic symmetry at the end of every line that, like, make these lines seem more mechanical rather than inspired, or, you know, more formulaic than profound, and I don't know. And there are cliches like Lost Our Way and Price to Pay. And it's just, the end rhymes make for unnatural phrasings like meanings astray and translations heavy sway. Yeah, it's just, this is blah for me.
Yeah, like Chumpy mentioned, this is a song fight entry. And they'd submitted this same song to the Just a Theory song fight that is currently, at the time of this recording anyway, on the song fight website. It's fine to double up if you have a song that can fit two criteria. Number one, it's the, you know, with song fight, it's always just the title and the deadline, of course. And with Spin Tunes, it's the other sort of a prompt. So they came up with a title that matches the Spin Tunes prompt, or rather they came up with a song that matches both criteria. And that's perfectly fine. Either that, or they took their song for Just a Theory and then ham-handedly just decided to interpret it as something that involved a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, and that's fine. Again, you know, just the thought of a miscommunication or a misunderstanding is it's wide enough to fit this song too. I mean, I guess it's a misinterpretation of the word theory is what they're going with, and that's all fine. Again, it's sort of like just checking a box, and I think this box is checked as well as anybody else. Anyhow, music-wise, to my ears, this is a very typical Berkeley Social Scene song, with its typical strengths and its typical drawbacks. The guitar work is excellent, reliably excellent. The verses and the choruses are too repetitive, but the production is good, and it's one of those things that, again, it's typical Berkeley Social Scene. If you like Berkeley Social Scene, and I do, then you'll like this song. And I like this song just fine, but it's probably not one of the top five in this fight. So I'm not sure exactly how my rankings are going to go. I haven't even started thinking about that yet. But yeah, this is a boilerplate Berkeley Social Scene as far as I have experienced it.
I'll say one thing. There is a song later on that questions if a song is by or influenced by a guy named Glennie. And I would just like to point out that Glennie is often the reason that there are great guitar solos in Berkeley Social Scene songs. And yes. Glennie is a member of Berkeley Social Scene. And that may come up later.
Yes. And there are other songs with Glennie in it that's going to be coming up later.